soham samamnaya mayastapomayah. Prajapatinam abhivantat vanditapatih. Asthaya yogam nipunam samahita. Tam nadhya gacham yata atma sambhava. Soham samamnaya mayastapomaya. Prajapatinam abhivanditapati. Patinam abhivanditapati. Asthaya yogam nipunam samahita. Stam nadhya gacham yata atma sambhava. Soham samamnaya mayastapomaya. Prajapatinam abhivanditapatih. Asthaya yogam nipunam samahita. Stam nadhya gacham yata atma sambhava. Soham samamnaya mayastapomaya. Tam nadhyagacham yata atma sambhava. Soham samamnaya mayastapomaya. Prajapatinam abhivanditapatih. Asthaya yogam nipunam samahitas. Tam nabhyagacham yata atma sambhava. Soham samamnaya mayastapomaya. Prajapatinam abhivanditapati. Asthaya yogam nipunam samahitas. Stam nabhya gacham yata atma sambhava. Mothers, Matajis, anybody? Soham samamnaya mayastapomaya. Prajapatinam abhivanditapati. Asthaya yogam nipunam samahitas. Tam nabhyagacham yata atma sambhava. Soham samamnaya mayastapomaya. Prajapatinam abhivanditapatihi. Asthaya yogam nipunam samahita. Tam nabhyagacham yata atma sambhava. Saha aham, myself, the great Brahma. Samamnaya mayaha. in the chain of disciplic succession of Vedic wisdom. Tapomayah, successfully having undergone all austerities. Prajapatinam, of all the forefathers of living entities. Abhivanditah, worshipable. Patihi, master. Asthaya, successfully practiced. Yogam, mystic powers. Nipunam, very expert. Samahitah, self-realized. Tam, the Supreme Lord. Na, did not. Abhyagacham, properly understood. Yatah, from whom. Atma, self. Sambhavah, generated. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Although I am known as the great Brahma, perfect in the disciplic succession of Vedic wisdom, and although I have undergone all austerities, and I am an expert in mystic powers and self-realization, and although I am recognized as such by great forefathers of the living entities, who offer me respectful obeisances, still I cannot understand Him, the Lord, the very source of my birth. Purport. Brahma, the greatest of all living creatures within the universe, is admitting His failure to know the Supreme Lord despite His vast learning in the Vedic wisdom, despite His austerity, penance, mystic powers and self-realization, and despite being worshipped by great Prajapatis and forefathers of the living entities. So these qualifications are not sufficient to know the Supreme Lord. Brahmaji could understand the Lord to a little extent, only when He was trying to serve Him by the eagerness of His heart. Rudhav utkanthyavata, which is the devotional service mood. Therefore, the Lord can be known only by the sincere mood of eagerness for service, and not by any amount of material qualification as scientists or speculative philosophers, or by attainment of mystic powers. This fact is clearly corroborated in Bhagavad Gita, 18.54-55. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na shochati na kangshati samas sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhaktim labhate param. Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan yashchasmi tattvatah tato mam tattvato jnatva vishate dadantaram. Only self-realization by attainment of the above high qualifications of Vedic wisdom, austerity, etc. can help one on the path of devotional service. But failing in devotional service, one remains still imperfect, because even in that position of self-realization, one cannot factually know the Supreme Lord. By self-realization, one is qualified to become a devotee, and the devotee by service mood, bhaktya, only can gradually know the personality of Godhead. One should not, however, misunderstand the import of vishate, enters into, as referring to merging into the existence of Supreme. Even in the material existence, one is merged in the existence of the Lord. No materialist can disentangle self from matter, or the self is merged in the external energy of the Lord. As no layman can separate butter from milk, no one can extricate the merged self from the matter by acquiring some material qualification. This vishate by devotion or bhaktya means to be able to participate in the association of the Lord in person. Bhakti or devotional service to the Lord means to become free from material entanglements and then to enter into the kingdom of God, becoming one like Him. Losing one's individuality is not the aim of bhakti yoga or the devotees of the Lord. There are five types of liberation, one of which is called Sayujya Mukti, or being merged into the existence or body of the Lord. The other forms of liberation maintain the individuality of the particle soul and involve being always engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. The word Vishate, used in the verse of the Bhagavad Gita, is thus meant for the devotees who are not at all anxious for any kind of liberation. The devotees are satisfied simply in being engaged in the service of the Lord, regardless of the situation. Lord Brahma is the first living being who directly learned the Vedic wisdom from the Lord. Tene Brahma Rudaya Adi Kavaye. Therefore, who can be more learned Vedantist than Lord Brahma? He admits that in spite of perfect knowledge in the Vedas, he was unable to know the glories of the Lord. Since no one can be more than Lord Brahma, how can so-called Vedantist be perfectly cognizant of the absolute truth? The so-called Vedantist, therefore, cannot enter into the existence of Lord without being trained in the matter of Bhakti Vedanta, or Vedanta plus Bhakti. Vedanta means self-realization, and Bhakti means realization of the personality of Godhead to some extent. No one can know the personality of Godhead in full, but at least to certain extent, one can know the absolute truth. The personality of Godhead by self-surrender and a devotional attitude and by nothing else. So one can know the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, by self-surrender and a devotional attitude and by nothing else. In Vedanta, one can hardly find out the existence of the personality of Godhead, but the Lord is Adurlabham Atma Bhaktau, very easily available to his devotee. Srila Vyasadeva, therefore, was not satisfied simply with compiling the Vedanta Sutra, but over and above this, by the advice of his spiritual master Narad, he compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam in order to understand the real import of Vedanta, which is Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam, therefore, is the absolute medium by which to understand the absolute truth. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yatkrupa Tamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Mishwaram Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Just reading the translation once again. Although I am known as the great Brahma, perfect in the disciplic succession of Vedic wisdom, and although I have undergone all the austerities, and I am an expert in mystic powers and self-realization, and although I am recognized as such by the great forefathers and living entities who offer me respectful obeisances, still I cannot understand him, the Lord, the very source of my birth. like to offer my humble obeisances at the feet of everyone and like to welcome our Srinivas Prabhu. Thank you for leading that Kirtan, Prabhuji. It was very nostalgic. It was very, very nostalgic. I just cannot imagine. We have heard so many Kirtans of Prabhuji like this in the past. Amazing. Just brought out such memories that this is the magic of a wonderful dedicated devotee. And the voice. He has exact same voice even today. From far out there only I realize it's Srinivas Prabhu singing. Thank you so much. So yes, respects to all of you, those who are here and online. So when we hear this particular verse, Lord Brahma speaking, that despite all this qualification, I am not able to understand Krishna. You know, it's invariably that you think of the Brahma Vimohan Leela. I mean, it's just, you cannot not think of Brahma Vimohan Leela when you read this verse, right? Now, I'm not going to narrate the entire Brahma Vimohan pastime, but one small thing which probably you may not know, and I'm speaking that just to make a small point about the inconceivableness of Lord Krishna. So, any one of you know where did Brahma Vimohan Leela actually take place? The first part in Vrindavan. Anybody knows? So, Chaumuha is a place where the all the calves and the cowherd boys were hidden by Lord Brahma. But the place where he actually got bewildered. So, recently I was visiting Vrindavan. Some inconceivable will of the Lord, it just how got arranged. And some of my colleagues were visiting, actually were invited for a marriage in Mathura, office colleagues. And I had requested, you know, why don't we just go to Vrindavan also, it's a nice place. So they all came with me. And I was, believe me, another magic of Srila Prabhupada, when they entered the Krishna Balaram temple, I could see this on their face. They were literally awestruck that something like this can exist. The sound of Kirtan and the beautiful deities of Krishna Balaram, they were just so impressed. And then we came out and we were going around that small diorama section and my boss was with me and we went around and stood in front of the diorama of Gopeshwar Mahadev where there's Lord Shiva in the... So he said, what is this? So I explained to him. And then we had planned out, okay, we just have the morning hours, then we had to go for the marriage. So we had planned out, okay, we'll go to Damodar temple, we'll go to, you know, Madan Mohan, Damodar and Radharaman and that's it. Three temples and then come back to ISKCON, have prasad. That was the plan. He stands in front of Gopeshwar and says, I want to go to Gopeshwar Mahadev. The boss is always right, you know, you have to understand. So I said, okay, let's go to Gopeshwar Mahadev. And I had not visited this place for probably 10 years past. So we went to Gopeshwar Mahadev. So and then, you know, it was very nice. He did Abhishek because hardly anybody is off season. I said that there is a nice place close by. Do you want to visit it? It's called Vamshivat. He said, yeah, come on, let's go. Now, Vamshivat is not a place where you just go like that. I mean, it's a very esoteric place. You generally visit it with spiritual master. We have visited always with our spiritual master. I said, okay, let's go. And the place was completely vacant. We were sitting there. And the Pujari told us, he told us the entire pastime of Rasleela and everything. And he just Pujari and two of us. And he told this particular glories about the Vamshivat. He said, actually, this is not a banyan tree, but it's a water tree. He said, there's a difference between banyan and what. What means any tree which has jata type of structure. It need not be banyan necessarily. So that is a descendant of the water. And then he told, there's a white tree next to it. I think it's called Dadhilata or something. Dadhilata, which is the representation of Srimati Radharani. And then after the whole thing was over, he said, but there is one more pastime that took place here. And he said, you can see this small structure. So there's a small monumental structure. Where Krishna is having food and all the gopas are there around Krishna. And he said, and he quoted one verse from Surdas, some doha of Surdas. And he said, this is where Surdas explains that Brahma Vimohan Leela took place there. That means that was the place where Krishna was playing with all the cowherd friends and they were sharing their tiffins and everything. And the other story goes where Madhu Mangal had got some buttermilk. He was not willing to share it. He just gulped it. Then Krishna came and you know, did like this to Madhu Mangal, etc. That story is there. The buttermilk came out, Krishna had that. When Lord Brahma saw that, Brahma was like, oh. So that story, now of course some people believe it, some people don't believe it. So there are different versions of the story. That's okay. Bhagavatam says that Krishna was eating from the tiffins of the gopas. It was all jhuta food. That means already eaten. And Brahma saw that and he was bewildered. So that actually happened at Vamshivat. The reason I am telling you this pastime is that we cannot say that this particular pastime of Lord Na is very inconceivable. And this one, okay, I can understand. No, there is nothing like that. Actually, one who does not have devotion, everything is inconceivable. And who doesn't have, one who has devotion, that person understands everything. So you may say, Vamshivat is the same place where Raslila took place. And Vamshivat is the same place where Lord Krishna is having tiffin pastimes with his cowherd boyfriends. Now, which one is more esoteric? Is Raslila more esoteric? Or Krishna eating with his cowherd friends is more esoteric? Which one is more esoteric? Like more difficult to understand, comprehend. See, Raslila is difficult to comprehend for a materialistic person. When a materialistic person reads Raslila, he feels that, oh, what is all this? Sometimes we read Krishna book in the beginning years. We were told that skip the 4 chapters of Krishna book. You know, don't read them. You'll not be able to understand. But if you read the chapters of Krishna book, you realize the demigods are participating in Krishna's having pastime. So demigods are not getting bewildered by Raslila. Right? It's mentioned Krishna was dancing like a firebrand with all the gopis. And the demigods were, some of them were playing musical instruments, some of them were showering flowers, and they're all participating in this beautiful. But Krishna having foodstuffs with gopas, demigods are getting bewildered. So what is esoteric for whom? Everything about Krishna is esoteric, in one sense. This pastime is also equally esoteric. They are able to understand Raslila, appreciate Raslila, but Krishna having jhuta food from the plate, oh, how that is possible. Yeh nahi ho sakta bhai. Aise Bhagwan ko hum nahi mante. Tu jhuta kaise kha sakta hai? And then Brahma started thinking, is he really Supreme Personality of Godhead? And maybe I am mistaking him to be Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Brahmaji wanted to test. Anyway, so the point, and we will come to this pastime a bit later, towards the end, if we get time. But the point which we are trying to make is that even Lord Brahma is unable to understand Lord Krishna. A majority part of this purport, Srila Prabhupada has dedicated for explaining this particular fact, that how Lord Krishna is very inconceivable. But there is a series of shlokas in this chapter, and this is going to be a bit of a philosophical part, the earlier part. Please forgive me if it becomes boring. But it is nice. It is good to have this perspective. And the reason I am sharing this particular part is because when I read these verses, I had my own confusions. And I was not very sure that this is not making sense. Right? And then I again read the rest of the verses and then my confusion was resolved. So because that happened with me, I was feeling that maybe I'll share that with you. If you all permit. Even if you don't permit. because I have to, I have very less content. But yeah, I'll go ahead. So there is a verses. Now, the series of verses is given in Bhagavatam. And very incidentally, Prabhupada quotes the first verse of that series in the earlier purport. Okay. So the series of verses is like this. So I'll read it and I'll translate. Okay. The first verse is in 14.26. The verse says, Mam chayo avyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sa gunan samatitetan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One who serves me with unflinching devotion, avyabhicharini bhakti, he at once crosses the modes of material nature and attains Brahman level. So, from bhakti, one reaches Brahman level. You say, ye kya? What, this is not what Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy says. But this is there in the verse, right? From bhakti, one reaches Brahman level. Okay. Then Krishna says, oh, wait, it doesn't stop there. Then such a Brahman person, what does he do? Brahma bhuta prasannatma, na shochati na kangshati, samas sarveshu bhuteshu, mad bhaktim labhate param. So, from following of bhakti, avyabhicharini bhakti, one has reached to Brahman level. Such a person who is at Brahman level, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, na shochati na kangshati, he is free of all anxieties and lamentation, he is equal to all living entities, samas sarveshu bhuteshu. Such a person, what happens to him? Mad bhaktim labhate param. So, one who is at Brahman level, samas sarveshu bhuteshu, na shochati na kangshati, comes to bhakti. So, you started with bhakti, then Brahman, then from Brahman again to bhakti. Then the next verse, what happens when you get bhakti? Bhaktya mam abhijanati. Yavan yaschasmi tattvatah. Tatto mam tattvato jnatva. Vishyate tadanantaram. So what is saying? After bhakti you know me. With bhakti you can understand me. How you can understand me? Yavan yascha asmi. The way I am. We have Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is. Because it is Bhagavad Gita as it is and it helps you to understand Krishna as he is. So, yavan yach asmi tatvatah, as Krishna is. With bhakti you understand as Krishna is. After attaining bhakti, tato mam tatvato jnatva, what happens to you? Vishyate tadanantaram. Again you enter into Brahman. Bole, kya chal raha hai? You start with bhakti, you get Brahman, then you have Brahman, you get bhakti, and then you again have bhakti, you again get Brahman. There was that viral video sometime back, you know. Arey bhai, kahena kya chahte ho? Like that, you know. So if you read these three verses, you will go to Krishna, bhai, kahena kya chahte ho? Matlab, what is great? How do I understand? And then majority of the purport, Srila Prabhupada is actually removing that confusion. And he is saying that last verse, no, Vishyate Tadanantaram is not talking about entering into Brahman. Is not talking about merging into Brahman. And then Srila Prabhupada gives some very good arguments to understand this fact. Some very good arguments are given in this purport. That how that Vishyate Tadanantaram is not merging into Brahman. So we'll just, two arguments are there. We will just take a look at, or maybe one argument from this purport. And if you actually read the purports of these shlokas in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada gives some arguments there also. And then, if you actually read Bhagavad Gita, you will realize that this argument completely gets defeated. So we'll just go through that in next 5 minutes. Because it's very nice. It actually removes the doubt. So the first argument which Prabhupada gives, that a merging jo chal raha hai na, everyone wants to merge, Vishyate Tadanantaram. Prabhupada is saying it is nothing spiritual. You can experience merging even in the material world. You can even experience the material world. How? You know, sometimes we see a man and a woman or a boy and a girl, they fall in some relationship, right? And especially the period before the marriage. Nowadays this is called as courtship. They have coined that word also, right? You heard of this phrase, courtship. So in the courtship period, the man and the woman are just thinking about themselves. There is nothing else in the life. I mean, for me, my life is this girl, and that for that girl, that life is that boy. That's it. They're almost like merged into the existence of each other. There's no difference. And sometimes I have seen, even in case of faithful husbands and wives, who have spent years, 25 years, 30 years together, successful married life, they start sometimes looking also like each other. I don't know if you've experienced it. They start mimicking each other's way, the way they talk, the accent, the words. You know, like you may spend time with the Mataji and she will say, Arey, aisa laga Prabhuji ko mil ke aage. And then you will spend some time with, some girl may spend some time with Prabhuji and say, Mataji ko mil ke aage. Because they just look so, they just so alike. It's difficult to discriminate between them. That's like merging only. And then when that girl, you know, she becomes a mother, then the baby is there in the hand. And the whole life is that baby. You know? The whole life becomes like baby Maya. You know? Just like for devotees, the life is Krishna Maya. So similarly, it's just, everything is about the baby. You know? And the girl, the lady cannot think of a life separate from the child. Sometimes, you know, I don't know if it's the right thing to do, but I tell sometimes my wife, you know, let's go for some picnic and let's just two of us go. She says, I cannot imagine life without my daughter. I have to take her with me. You know, it becomes part of life. You cannot separate. So, if you have passed through this Bandra, where if you're coming to temple, you just take the C-Link. But if you're taking the other route, the Mahim Church route, there's a nice poster there. And it is mentioned below that a child gives birth to a mother. I don't know if you read this. Right? So that is like merging. So you may think that mother gives birth to a child. But no. The child gives birth to a mother. Because the mother is never born unless the child is born. So you are unable to distinguish whether the child has given birth to the mother or mother has given birth to the child. So when this is difficult to discrimination, that means it's merging. It's all merging. Right? The other day, one great industrialist, I'll not mention the name, he made a Twitter statement that the problem with our youth in India is that they are working very less. They should work 60 hours per week. Right? You know that person. 60 hours per week. So there was an outrage in Twitter. Everyone started refuting the argument and everything. But what we are not able to understand that for him, that work is, he has merged in the work. For 60 hours a week, he is not feeling that as a work because he has merged in the existence of the work. Because for him, he is not able to discriminate ki ye mera work hai aur ye mera private life hai. He is completely merged into it. Right? So merging is something that you can experience right in this material world. Whether it is lover and the beloved, it's mother or the child, or a work and a workaholic environment, or whatever, sorry, a workaholic and a work environment. Right? Merging can be experienced right in this material world. So you will do so much of tapasya, so much of austerity and everything, and you will attain liberation. And then you will say, what do you want? I want to merge. Arre, merge na tha toh idhar hi kaafi hai. Why you want to do all this effort and ultimately again merge only? So definitely there is something better in the process of Vishyate Tadantaram. It cannot be only merging. So in mathematics, there is indirect method of proof. Right? So through this indirect method of proof, we can understand that no. Vishyate Tadantaram cannot be only merging, because merging is something you can experience in material world also. One will not go through all this cycle of Brahman Bhakti to ultimately just merge only. That is not possible. Right? It has to be something better. That is one understanding. Another understanding, direct method of proof. Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says, Nainam chindanti shastrani, nainam dahati pavakah, na chainam kledayanti apu, na shoshayati marutah. This is a verse given in Bhagavad Gita. Very clear, second chapter verse. Discrimination between soul and the body. How is the soul defined? One which cannot be cut. One which cannot be burnt. One which cannot be dissolved in water, neither it can be dissolved in air. Not possible. Now in material life, if you want to do the process of merging, then this is what you need to do. So suppose you go to kitchen and you say, ask my mother, okay, what sabji you have made? I have made mixed vegetable. So that is merging of vegetables. So can you, when there is merging of vegetables, can you put akha tomato, akha bhindi, akha potato like that? No. What you need to do? You need to cut. So if you are a solid particle and you want to experience merging, you need to cut. After cutting, it can be merged very nicely. Something which cannot be cut, okay, you can burn it. After burning, it becomes ash. Ash can be merged. Right? So you may say, and there are certain elements that are called as sublime elements like camphor, you know. From solid state, they directly evaporate and merge. Right? So, you provide some heat, provide some dahaka, and then immediately it merges. Possible? Yeah? So, for solid substances, you can cut. For sublime substances, you can provide some heat. It merges. Then you may say, no. But what about water, soluble substances? Yeah, you can dissolve them in water. And some substances, they just get dissolved in the air. Soul cannot undergo any of these transformations. You cannot cut soul. You cannot burn a soul. You cannot dissolve a soul. Or you cannot absorb it in air. Right? And what to speak of ether? You may say, "Arey, soul get absorbed in the ether, in the space." But I don't know how many of you have been hearing Radhanath Maharaj's lectures. So Radhanath Maharaj always stays in his lectures. Soul cannot be cut into pieces. It cannot be burned by fire. It cannot be moistened by water. It cannot be dissolved into air. And the words cannot affect the spirit as a soul. Also he says, it is unaffected by the words. That is the ether element. Souls are not affected by words. You know, mind can be affected. Intelligence can be affected. But not the soul. Right? So the soul is beyond any of these merging processes. Right? So because this whole process of merging is so material that you cannot apply it to soul. So some people say the example, no? Akashat patitom toyam sagaram pratigachati. Aise akash se pani ka boond aa gaya aur sagar mein mil gaya. Merge ho gaya. But that's what for the water. Water can do that. But soul cannot follow that. Because soul is not dissolved in water. Right? So that is a direct method of proof. So the merging is not there for soul. Whatever happens. Now the third approach. So then what happens to this soul? It has gone through this all bhakti brahman cycle. And so what has happened to the soul? So don't worry. Lord Krishna gives the answer to that question also. So we will just take a look at what Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. So now these chapters, these shlokas which Prabhupada has quoted are 18.54 and 55. Now those of you who are interested in what happens to the spirit soul, what is that Vishate all about? Don't worry. Krishna is providing the answer. Right? So first, after the 18.55 verses, the line of verses go ahead. And then Krishna says, okay, you know, this science of Bhagavad Gita, if you don't follow it, you will fall down. Out of ego, if you don't follow my order, you will be frustrated, etc., etc., he says. Then he speaks a very important shloka, 18.62. He says, Tameva sharanam gacha sarva bhavena bharata tat prasadat param shantim sthanam prapsasi shashvatam. First time now Krishna is saying what is happening to this Vishate Tadantaram. He has entered into Brahman, but what is happening to the soul? He is saying, tat prasadat param shantim, because of that supreme mercy, sthanam prapsyasi. You will get a place. You will get a sthan. What type of sthan? Shashvatam. You will get a seat. Right? You don't merge. You will get a seat. And Prabhupada tells in the purport, he says that sometimes we see a green bird flying into a green tree. So what has happened? The normal people will say, oh, now I can see the bird because it's all merged into the tree. So has the bird gone in the tree and merged with the tree? No. The bird has gone in the tree to enjoy the fruits of the tree. Sweet fruits of the tree. Right? And he, for as soon as he enters the tree, what he gets? He gets a sthanam. He gets a place to sit. Where he can sit and enjoy. So as soon as this soul, who is Brahmanda Bhramite, is just going around and around and around, doesn't have a sthana. The first thing that happens to the soul, as soon as he enters the spiritual world, sthanam prapsisi. Ek sthan mil jata hai, baithne ke liye. Stable place. Okay, it doesn't end here. Krishna goes beyond. Then he speaks, Lord Krishna says, okay, I am the well-wisher, and then that's why I am telling this knowledge to you. Then he says, okay, still you can do whatever you like. So he gives that complete freedom. Then he speaks one more verse. Right? Okay, sthanam. But where is that sthanam? Where is it located? So Krishna says, man mana mabhava mad bhakto madhyachi mam namaskuru mam eva eshyasi satyam te patijane priyosime. Krishna says, mam eva eshyasi. You will come to me. Right? So, okay, the sthanam is samvit which is very close to Krishna. Right? So, that much we know. Then he goes further. And then he speaks then you know the 18.66 verse, very famous, where Krishna says, sarvadharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja. And then, you know, many beautiful shlokas he speaks. And then he speaks this 71st verse, which is in one sense the last verse spoken by Lord Krishna. He speaks one more verse, which is 72nd, And we'll tell, explain to you what is that verse also. But the 71st verse is the last verse. And now see what is Krishna speaking here. He says, Shraddhavan anasuyascha shrunuyad api yo naraha. Anyone, any person. So sometimes we give Bhagavad Gita to people, right? Somebody may say, oh, what will happen to me after I read Bhagavad Gita? Krishna is saying here, what happens to you? Krishna is saying, any one person who is having faith and anasuyascha, who is free of envy. Only two qualifications. Having faith, having free of envy. Shrunuyadapi yo naraha, any living entity who reads this and understands this. So api muktaha. First, what will happen? He'll become mukta. Shubhan lokan prapnuyat punya karmana. They attain shubhan lokan. A loka is a place, it's a planet. It's not just Brahma Jyoti. It's a loka, it's a place. And what is Krishna addressing that loka as? Shubham lokan. He attains something which is auspicious. So why Krishna is addressing that place where he is going as auspicious and Shubham lokan? Because earlier in Bhagavad Gita he has already mentioned that Ajanma Bhuvana Lokan Punaravartino Arjuna. Maam Upetya Tu Kaunte Punarjanma. The whole material world is a place of Punaravrutti. It is not Shubha. It is not very Shubha, not very auspicious. Sometimes we, in our material conditions of life, we have different understanding of what is Shubha and what is Ashubha. Shubha means that will give me better wealth, better knowledge, you know, better wife, better husband, better job, better salary. This is all Shubha. That is all nice. Right? That is also nice. That is also Shubha. But Krishna's definition of Shubha means if with all that you have achieved, if there is a Punaravrutti. Punaravrutti means what? Okay, I got a nice job. I got my education. I became a very learned person. I became IIT. I became a gold medalist. Then I got a job which is like 16 lakhs or maybe 20 lakhs starting package. And then I served in US, in Silicon Valley. And then, you know, I did there so much and then ultimately retired. Now I have many properties in India. My wife, my children, all are there. Of course, all of them have separated now. I am alone. That's another thing. I don't consider it Ashubha at all in my life, although I am alone. You know, ultimately life is like that. You know. And then I die. And then after you die, what you become? Oh, I again become the Montessori same old kid. Again I have to go and learn maths. Oh my God. I thought I was gotten rid of this mathematics. But again I have to do it. Again history, geography. Again. By last birth, I was in Silicon Valley and I did not know a single letter of history. And you are telling me that I have to learn history here. That's the way life is. You have taken the birth again. Punaravrutti means inauspiciousness. So something where there is no Punaravrutti, that is auspicious. Ashubham Lokan. One who reads Bhagavad Gita with faith, without envy, attains that place. So here Lord Krishna completely establishes all the facts that bhai ye vishate tadanantaram hai na, koi brahman vagera nahi hai. Merging nahi hai. It's a sthanam which is close to me and it is in a place which is Ashubham Lokan. Confirmed. You are going back to Godhead. There is no other place, no other solution. And after speaking all this, Krishna speaks the last verse of his narration in Bhagavad Gita. He says, Arjuna, have you understood everything that I spoke? Were you attentive when I spoke all those things? And Acharya say that the fact that Krishna is asking this question, he's actually adding one more question. If you are not understood now, I will repeat once again. Tell me. I don't mind it. For me, it's important that you understood whatever I spoke. So that is Krishna's kindness. You see? How many of you have noticed this point? That whenever Adhana Swami Maharaj comes and sits on the Vyasasan, what is the first statement that he makes? First statement. Could everyone hear? That is the first statement. I get sometimes mesmerized, you know.
in the midst of so many things that are happening, it's an important class, it's a festival. The first statement, Razan Maharaj says, can everyone hear? And then looks at everybody. Right? So Krishna is coming from Krishna only. It's the same parampara. After speaking everything, have you understood? Whatever I spoke. Because if you have not understood, the whole point is gone. I'll speak once again. So that is the beauty. Right? So at least this point, which is not so understandable, with the help of Prabhupada purports and with the help of this, we have understood this point. Okay. Now, because since we are very close to a very wonderful festival that took place called Nityananda Trayodashi. So yesterday only, for those of you who are beginners, in the temple on the left side we have Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So Chaitanya and Nityananda. And a great saint, Narottam Das Thakur, he mentions, Brajendra Nandana Jai Sachisuta Hoilo Sei Balaram Hoilo Nitai. He says that this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Brajendra Nandan only, he is Krishna only, non-different than Lord Krishna. And this Nitai, Nityananda Prabhu, on the right side of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no, Dakshine Nitai Chand, Vame Gadadhar, one who is standing on the right side of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Nityananda, he is Balaram only. He is non-different than Lord Balaram. So they are worshipped on the altar. So, because Nityananda Prabhu is also Supreme Personality of Godhead, he also is not always understandable. Right? And we have been hearing so many wonderful narrations yesterday. Shubhavilas Prabhu spoke in the morning. In the evening, Nandadwara Prabhu spoke. Wonderful pastimes of Nityananda Prabhu. There is one pastime of Nityananda Prabhu which is like that. And which you feel that, how can I understand Nityananda Prabhu with this? Even somebody who is intelligent is not able to understand. And I like that pastime a bit. So you'll just discuss it in 5 minutes, maybe less than that. And I remember in my life, it probably was my second Nityananda Trayodashi, maybe in 1999 or whatever. And I was sitting right here. There is, if you see this door, there is one door where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu giving mercy to Jagai Madai, that painting is there. Just on the backside of that in the ashram. I remember still very clearly. I was sitting there and there was one devotee in our temple that time. His name was Govind Bhakta Prabhu. Govind Bhakta Prabhu. I remember I was sitting next to him. Just behind that portrait. That portrait was not there that time. In that ashram I was sitting. And he told me, I still remember it. So Nityananda Trayodashi, afternoon we were just taking rest. And he told me, he said, I cannot understand Nityananda Prabhu. He's so amazing. I said, what you are not able to understand? Let me understand what you are not able to understand. So he said, Nityananda Prabhu on one side, he gives unlimited mercy to Jagai and Madai. And Jagai and Madai are qualified. They are not even qualified. They were Brahmanas. But they were like doing every type of horrible activity which a person can commit. They were eating cow flesh, drinking liquor, raping women, burning the houses of people. Name it. Name the bad activity and they had committed it not once but multiple times. Like sometimes you have serial killer, serial rapist, serial. So they were like a serial themselves of everything. You cannot have a serial on their life because you will not have enough episodes. And it will keep on going and going and going. Jagai Madai's life. Unlimited serial. Everything serial. You know? That's their life. And they were delivered by Nityananda Prabhu. Now, I know some of you don't like. I got some feedback from devotees. They said that you do. Why are you speaking for astrology on Bhagavatam class? So, one small thing I want to say. It's something very nice. You will like it. It's just a perspective. There's a book in astrology called as C.P. Arora. Very famous book. Thinking and Predicting Through Astrology. Something like that. So, just reading few pages of that. And I was startled. So, he describes about different rashis. Right? So, he speaks about Simha, which is Leo, that is the sign of the sun, and then Cancer, which is the sign of the moon, right? All of you know that. Karka Rashi. So the first thing that he writes as an attribute in front of Leo is classes. And the first thing he writes in front of Cancer is masses. So I saw that and I was like, wow, This is what our Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy says. You know, there is a shloka, Gaudodaya Pushpavantau, the sun and the moon rising in the Gauda Desh, right? So what is moon compared to masses? And what is the position of Nityanam Prabhu? He is Nitaya Padakamala, Koti Chandra Sushitala. Koti Chandra. One moon is enough to deliver the darkness from the masses. One moon is enough. Right? Ekas Chandras Tamohanti. Nachatara Sahasra. Right? Chanakya Pandit says. One moon is enough. What happens when Koti Chandra Sushitala comes? Then what happens is what happened to Jagai Madai. His Koti Chandra. He can go to masses, but he can go to such an extent that you cannot compare because his Koti Chandra Sushitala. I just wanted to connect the two things. Because his Koti Chandra Sushitala. So he deliberated. But then he said, but on the other side, he said, there was another devotee of the name Shivananda Sen. And Nityananda Prabhu kicked him. And he was a very wonderful devotee. And Nityananda Prabhu kicked him. Now till that time, I did not know this pastime. So I was very happy enjoying Nityananda Prabhu. अरे मेरे ना सर में कीड़ा डाल दिया है कीड़ा यू नो अरे नित्यानंद प्रभु किक समबडी व्हाट इज दिस पास टाइम एंड आई हैव मायसेल्फ बिकेम अ लिटिल कंफ्यूज्ड आफ्टर दिस स्टोरी सो आई वेंट टू दिस पास टाइम वंस अगेन एंड आई विल इफ यू ऑल परमिट मी इन टू मिनिट्स आई विल नरेट दिस पास टाइम सो दिस शिवानंद सेन इज अ वेरी वंडरफुल डिवोटी एंड ही वॉज इन चार्ज ऑफ अरेंजिंग द ट्रैवल अकोमोडेशन ऑफ ऑल द डिवोटीज व्हेन दे वुड ट्रैवल टू जगन्नाथपुरी. And one day it so happened, and you know, one of the very critical part of the travels to Jagannath Puri, and fortunately for us, nowadays we don't experience it, is paying taxes at the tolls. Very, very most crucial and tedious part. And he had to do it, because you know, you had to cross from Hindu areas to Muslim areas, and then again Hindu areas to Muslim areas, like that. So there were different samsthanas which you had to pass and everything. So, taxes had to be paid. So, in one particular day, he had arranged for accommodation of all the devotees and everything. But his carefulness was that he would allow first all the devotees to pass the toll. And he would stay back and ensure that everyone has passed and then he would pay the toll and then go. Because he did not want devotees, you know, sab log aage and then somebody has left back. Oh, why? Because the toll keeper has arrested that person and he is not leaving it. Aray, then pura yatra ka maza kat keda ho jata. So it's like, ensure that all devotees have passed through. So he would do that. So one day the devotees all went ahead and then he was stuck up at the toll gate. And the devotees went and they were supposed to stay in a village on the way. And because he had not yet come, so nobody knew which houses to go, where to stay. So they were just sitting on the under a tree. And it so happened that it was night. It was evening, late evening, and he did not come. Now, Nityanand Prabhu was one of those devotees who was there. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had told Nityanand Prabhu, don't come. Don't come to Yatras, but Nityanand Prabhu had still come. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted him to preach. So, he was not asked to come, but he had still come. And he was there, and Nityanand Prabhu became very restless. All of a sudden. It is mentioned that he entered the mood of a gopa. Now sometimes you go to Vrindavan, suddenly people start, you know, giving bad words to you and all that. I don't know if you have experienced it. So you have to understand, okay, yes, Brajavasis is here, they can do something like this. Suddenly. I was doing Govardhan Parikrama this time and really did not have change. And one old lady, she was coming begging. So I said, Maji, mere paas abhi chutta vaisa nahi hai. Tumhare paas GPA to de sakta hun. Obviously she didn't have GPA, the old lady. But so she said, तू नरक में जाए तेरे बच्चे मर जाए. I said, okay, I mean, what can I do? I mean, so Brajavasis, you know, they can speak things like that. So Nityanand Prabhu went into mood of a Brajavasi. And the first thing he said, I am hungry. Evening has come. I don't get food, I will die. Who is this Shivananda Sen who is not yet coming and giving me my food, my place and everything? I curse him that his children will die. हो गया ये सुन के उनकी वाइफ वहीं पे बैठ के रोने लगी. शिवानंद सेन्स वाइफ धाय धाय शिवस करेंगे. अरे नित्यानंद प्रभु ने कर्ज दिया मतलब तो होना ही है. वो तो वेद वाक्य हो गया, ब्रह्म वाक्य हो गया. नोबडी कैन. व्हेन बलराम जी वांटेड टू किल रोमहर्षण सुत ही किल्ड. देन द सजेस्ट सेड दैट नो 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 we had blessed him for a long life. Now you have killed. So Balaramji said, okay, don't worry. I'll bring him back to life. He said, no. You have done this. You are Supreme Personality of Godhead. Don't reverse. है ना भगवान ने जो कर दिया गुस्से में आके किया कैसे हो गया वो हो गया कुंडली बंद राइट हो गया वो हो गया सो शी सेड अरे बाप रे मेरे बच्चे मर गए शी स्टार्टेड सिटिंग एंड क्राइंग एवरीथिंग बाय दैट टाइम शिवानंद सेन केम ही सॉ हिज वाइफ क्राइंग जस्ट स्ट्रेट वेंट टू वाइफ अरे व्हाई आर यू क्राइंग शी सेड अरे नित्यानंद प्रभु कर्स अवर चिल्ड्रन दे विल डाई ही सेड शट अप स्टूपिड लेडी इफ नित्यानंद प्रभु वॉन्ट्स अवर चिल्ड्रन टू डाई लेट देम डाई Oh, that was easy to speak sitting on Vyasasan, but he actually said like that. Let them die. It doesn't matter. Nityanam Prabhu, he is supreme. So then he went with folded arms in front of Nityanam Prabhu. Nityanam Prabhu, what is the problem? What happened? Nityanam Prabhu was so angry. So you are asking me what's the problem? He just kicked him on his head. Right? Or he kicked him. In the picture it's shown that he kicked him on his stomach or whatever. He kicked him basically. He kicked him very harsh. And he was ecstatic when he got the kick. Right? He actually was ecstatic. Like he was very happy. He was jumping. But then he knew, okay, jumping is okay, but first I have to make arrangement for Nityanam Prabhu. So he immediately went, made arrangement. I don't know. The indicative things in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is mentioned that he arranged Nityanam Prabhu's stay in a milkman's house. It's quite indicative. He is behaving like a cowherd boy. So he has to go stay in a milkman's house. It's not written like this. I am saying like this. It's an indication, right? So it's mentioned that he made his arrangement in the milkman's house. So Nityanam Prabhu went and stayed in the milkman's house. As soon as Nityanam Prabhu stayed there, he went and he paid respect to Nityanam Prabhu. So Nityanam Prabhu, today I have achieved the greatest benediction of my life. He says, the dust of your lotus feet, which is not attainable by Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, or any of the great demigods, I have attained them today. This is the highest form of achievement that I have done in any form of life. And he said, thank you so much for you giving me. And he said, sorry that this was not arranged, but hope now this place and your food makes you very happy. Nityanam Prabhu immediately became very happy and he immediately embraced him, hugged him. Now there was one person who did not see all this happening. That was the nephew of Shivananda Sen. He said, यार एक तो चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने बोला यात्रा में मत आओ ऊपर से आप आ गए ऊपर से जो यात्रा अरेंज कर रहे हो उसको ही लात मार रहे हो सो ही डिड नॉट फील इट इज प्रॉपर सो ही बिकेम वेरी डिस्टर्ब ही जस्ट लेफ्ट दैट प्लेस ऑल ऑफ अ सडन ट्रेवल्ड ऑल द वे टू गंभीरा वेयर चैतन्य महाप्रभु वॉज रिसाइडिंग एंड ही स्ट्रेटली वॉन्टेड टू एंटर एंड स्पीक टू चैतन्य महाप्रभु सो ही जस्ट एंटर्ड गंभीरा And Govinda, he stopped him. He said, oh, you can't just go in front of Lord like this. You are wearing shirt and coat. You know, you please remove shirt and coat. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, Govinda saying like this. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped Govinda. He said, Govinda, don't speak like this to him. Don't speak like this to him. He has come here with lot of distress in his mind. He is troubled. Please don't disturb him more. Let him come the way he is coming. I'll talk to him. And when Srikant heard this, he said, wow. Lord, he knows my heart. He understands. So the moment that happened, you know, he was completely pacified. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu him, okay, tell me about all the devotees who have come for yatra. Abhi hamare aisa hota na. To bolte Nityanam Prabhu, sorry, jante ho Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kon aaya? Aapne na bola tha na? Aaya phir bhi. He did not say anything like that. He spoke about all the devotees and it is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he did not speak anything about Nityanam Prabhu. He did not speak it. Because he had come for that. Right? So just by approaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his problem was solved. Right? The problem is, Srikant's problem is solved, but our problem many times is not solved after reading that pastime. We keep thinking, ऐसा कैसे हुआ राइट ना सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड हु इज शिवानंद सेन शिवानंद सेन इज वीर गोपी एंड द जॉब ऑफ वीर गोपी इज टू गिव मैसेजेस टू लॉर्ड कृष्णा एंड शी इज एसोसिएट ऑफ ललिता देवी एंड हर जॉब इज टू सेंड मैसेजेस right? And if there is a person in this world who has to be most trustworthy, that has to be the messenger. Right? So, you can express your anger only on a person who is the most trustworthy. And you know the person will not misunderstand you. You know, in Marathi there is a saying called as Leki Bole Sune Lage. Heard of this? That means when a mother-in-law wants to correct her daughter-in-law, when daughter-in-law ko chillayegi to kya karegi daughter-in-law? Ghar chhod ke chali jayegi. So she corrects to her own daughter, who will not leave the house. She has that trust. Right? So, this pastime, Nityananda Prabhu showed us what is the level of trust that the Shivananda Sen, that this Shivananda Sen has. What level of trust? Although even he kicked him, he accepted it as Krishna's mercy. Therefore, I just want to tell you one thing. Our Govind Prabhu says that many times in his class. You know, aajkal bahut fashion hota hai, I love you, vagare. This I love you is a nonsense phrase actually. It has no practical value. What is more important is I trust you. I trust you has a much, much deeper connotation and meaning than I love you. There is nothing like I love you. Love is just a feel-good sentiment. It has no practical value. Practical value is I trust you. And that's what is shown in this pastime. Right? A messenger is trusted the most. So Rukmini Devi sent that Brahmana to send message. Why? Because she knows that I can trust him the most. So, you know, we all can say in this world, no, I love you Krishna, I love you Krishna. Right? Are we willing to do something by which Krishna can trust us? And if the Hare Krishna movement has to go further successfully, it will only happen through people who are trustworthy. That's all. Hare Krishna. I think I am already crossed my time. I will not speak more, but I just wanted to mention this point. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. अरे क्या मैंने कैसे